This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show!
It's time to give this a try. You're sitting in my truck. You are listening to the rebirth of comics in black and white. You all probably know me from the Valiant Central podcast if you've been listening to the Nerdy Legion Network for any time. I started this podcast a while ago with a singular goal in mind, and it didn't work out keeping up with it too much because it's very difficult to have a podcast where you have a homework assignment for reading comics all the time. And I've found over time that that doesn't really suit me. For reading comics, it limits my enjoyment when I feel that I have to read certain things by a certain time, plus have to coordinate that with other people. And since the Valiant Central podcast has ended, I need more podcasting outlet. I'm working on a new podcast that'll be coming out, and as long as I actually get this done and get this posted, it'll be coming out after you listen to this. Paul and Michael occasionally save the world with our podcast friend from the Nerdy Legion Network, Michael Sparkman. You know him from the 2BT podcast if you've been listening around. That's a fantastic podcast he does with his cousins. We'll be talking a lot of comic talk on that, among other things. I needed the freedom to record when I want to and talk about what I want to, and it seems like a lot of people are headed that way. Also on the Nerdy Legion Network, Martin started doing his own podcast called Comic Talk Today, and I've been listening to that today, and I miss talking with Martin. I miss arguing with Martin. And the best part is I can record my own podcast now, and I can argue with Martin, and he can't argue back. He can't stop me. I could do what I want. I could sing if I want to, and he can't edit it out because it's not his to edit anymore. So that's what you're listening to. You're listening to me talk about comics, me talk about what's on my mind, what I want to talk about. And what I want to talk about today is what I've been reading, and I just finished a full read-through of Mind Management. I love Matt Kent. Anybody who listens to the Valiant Central podcast, reads Valiant Comics, probably loves Matt Kent. He's been writing for Valiant for quite a while and writing quite a bit of stuff, but his other stuff, his creator-owned stuff, is fantastic and really where he makes his mark. And Mind Management is the biggest project that he's done. It's 36 issues, 6 volumes, and not only is there the straightforward comic to read, but he does all sorts of other... He uses every bit of space that he can when he makes a comic. There's stuff in the margin, little comics drawn in the bottom gutter of the page, and just all sorts of stuff like that. On this read through, I decided to just focus on reading the comic and not reading the additional stuff in the margins that does add some to it. And one thing that amazed me is at one point, I believe in the 5th volume, he actually pulls that right into the comic to where it makes it an integral part of what you're reading and not something that can be ignored anymore. But I just finished reading those 6 volumes. You'll definitely hear myself and Sparky go more in depth on that on an episode of Paul and Michael Occasionally Save the World, but that'll be down the road a little bit. I read that on Comixology. I had all 6 volumes of Comixology. One thing that's changed a lot for me over the last half a year or so is I've switched from reading physical comics to primarily reading digital comics. It's been a slow progression, then all of a sudden, I just made a big change. Part of the reason I made that change is I am really compulsive about collecting and can't really afford to be. But when I have something physically, I want to have all of what there is to have in a set of things. So having physical things just made it too easy for me to continually look for stuff, continually shop, continually look to fill the gaps of stuff. And then when I would finish a collection, all I would do is I would look for something else to collect instead of just stopping and enjoying what I had, basically. With digital comics, there's no compulsion to buy right now. It's going to be there. It's not going anywhere. You can always pick up a comic digitally. So I have been selling my physical collection and repurchasing stuff digitally on Comixology sales, and that's how I picked up all of Mind Management, and that's how I finally read through the whole thing. It took me 3 tries to read the whole series. The first time, I read through the first 2 volumes and then hit a wall. The second time, I read through the first 3 volumes and then hit a wall. It's all because I've shifted off to other things to kind of mix it up some. And now that I'm reading how I am, I can stay focused on one thing. And kind of the way I go about it is I you know, on my tablet, I have a few different things I use to read digitally. So I have Comixology, and then there's Hoopla, which if you haven't checked out Hoopla before, if you have a library card, go to hoopladigital.com and see if you could sign up support. It all depends on if your library subscribes to the service. But if they do, it's fantastic because you can get a certain amount of free digital checkouts a month. My library started out doing 5, but they actually increased it to 10. So I get 10 items a month, and they have a surprisingly wide selection of comics and graphic novels that you can get. So that's another channel that I use to read stuff. And that's great because I can check stuff out and I can take a risk on stuff. And it allows me to read a wider variety of stuff, because if I check it out and I don't like it, I can't really even use 10 a month unless I'm really just focusing on that. And I have so many other things to read that there's no reason to just focus on Hoopla. So like this last month, I checked out a couple of other things. I like Mike Norton quite a bit as an artist, and just as a person. I've met him before. So he has a creator-owned series he's done called Battle Pug. I checked that out. It wasn't really my cup of tea. It was okay, but I didn't really want to take the time to read it at the moment. There was another random one that I checked out. I don't even remember what it was called, but I didn't like it a bit. But there was no risk in trying it because I get 10 a month, and I'm going to get 10 more the next month. So that's one of the ways that I read. Comixology, of course, I said is a way, and I have a huge backlog of stuff on Comixology. I've been, you know, buying stuff on sales where you get stuff just really good prices if you're patient, and just compiling and building up different stuff that I've wanted to read, or that, you know, perhaps I've read in the past but wanted to have, you know, readily available to read again. And then aside from that, the other way that I've purchased things digitally is on Humble Bundles, and I use an app for that called Comiccat, but the app doesn't really matter. You just need an app to where you could read like comics in CBZ format. But with Humble Bundles, I've purchased a few different bundles, and it's really easy to buy them, and you have all this material, but you can just let it sit there and kind of not really think about it and ignore it. So I finally, a while back, I had purchased a bundle of G.I. Joe and Transformers from IDW. And the reason I purchased it was, not only do I have a friend, Chris Campbell, from various other podcasts on the Taylor Network of Podcasts, who's a big Transformers fan, but I had read a little bit of the G.I. Joe Cobra stuff that Aaron Bell from the Absolute DC podcast on Nerdy Legion, among others, he had read and recommended, and I really liked it. So for, I think it was like $25, I was able to purchase a Humble Bundle where I got, oh my gosh, probably 20 of the IDW hardcover, deluxe hardcover collections. Of course, they're not hardcovers, they're digital, but the deluxe collections of Transformers and G.I. Joe, and then there's a crossover between the two, amongst a lot of other stuff. So the great thing about the IDW Deluxe Hardcover Collections is that it collects everything in reading order between the primary series and any mini series that go along with it, too. So I finally downloaded a bunch of G.I. Joe that way, so that way I could get started reading it. I've also purchased a Judge Dredd Humble Bundle. In the past, I've purchased Image, Valiant, quite a few different Humble Bundles, which is a good way to check a lot of stuff out for really cheap. And when you purchase a Humble Bundle, a percentage of it goes towards the publisher, a percentage goes to Humble as a company, and then a percentage goes to charity. And at least the last time I made a purchase, you were able to choose what percent went to each thing, so that way you can choose how your money is being used, basically, which is really cool. So those are the different ways that I read digitally. So what I usually do is set up through each channel, I set something up that I'm focusing on reading. Hoopla's kind of jumping around trying different things. Comixology, mind management was my big focus, so now I'm at an end with that, so I have to decide what next thing I want to focus on there. But now that I finished with mind management, I'm starting to focus on G.I. Joe. I've read through the first IDW hardcover, which basically those hardcovers are like about 3 trades worth of stuff probably. But especially as it went on, I was enjoying it more and more. So I'm really looking forward to continuing to read that. And the next volume has some of the G.I. Joe Cobra stuff that I know Aaron and Nick Whitmore from the Nerdy Legion podcast, along with Martin, they both were really jonesing for me to read the Cobra stuff. And it's really good. So that's the stuff that I'm reading now. And that's kind of how I go about reading digitally. And then usually I have one thing that I have kicking around that I'm reading physically. I've sold most of my collection, but there are 2 main things that I'm still collecting in hardcovers. And then, you know, I have a random assortment of other stuff, but not too much of it. I have a lot of Ninja Turtle hardcovers, collecting the IDW comic series, and then also collecting the original comic series, plus a few hardcovers along those lines that are kind of more special things. Like they have a deluxe hardcover of just the first issue of Ninja Turtles from, you know, like the original run. And it breaks it down into pencils and ink, like every different phase of it, basically. So it's really cool. Aside from from that, something I've recently gotten into has been getting Carl Barks and Don Rosa Duck comics, Scrooge McDuck and Donald Duck. Fantagraphics has been publishing collections of both of those, and a friend of mine kept on telling me about it, and I ordered a couple for Christmas, a couple of volumes, and I just slowly kind of got into it more and more. And I found myself since Christmas, I've gone from having none to having probably close to 20 of the hardcovers, and I've only bought with straight money, probably 4 or 5 of them. I found other ways. I've gotten some through trade. I've used store credit for some from trading stuff in to Bull Moose Music, which is a local store out here in Maine, and gotten some other ways. I have a few on order at my comic shop from selling him some of my collection, and he gave me, I made a deal with him for store credit. So that's the other thing that I've been reading. So right now my main focuses are I'm reading the first Don Rosa volume that I've been working on, and I'm reading G.I. Joe primarily. So those are the things I'm reading. I have no idea what shape this podcast will take going forward, if I'll dive more into stuff. The main reason I'm doing this right now is, as they say, you gotta shit or get off the pot. So you are now listening to me shit. I'm just getting this done. I'm recording something so I can go home and I can figure out how to transfer it to my computer, how I can edit it, and how I can post it, so that way I can keep doing this. So I hope to do this at least a few times a week, at least weekly, and I'll probably start getting a little more focused on what I'm talking about when I do this instead of just rambling around. But to get this started, I have to go in the grocery store right now and buy some pretzels for a school function for my son tomorrow, and I stopped and I said I'm going to sit here in my truck and record this and have something to get started with. So hopefully you all like this, at least to some extent. Give me feedback if you do like it, or what you might like to hear me talk about. You can find me on Twitter at Who's Paul. You can also tweet the podcast at CBW Podcast on Twitter. But let me know what you think and what you might like to hear me talk about. I also will start posting Twitter polls on what I'm want to read next. I have one posted right now, but that by the time this is up, will be gone, asking what I should read next. And G.I. Joe was one of the options, and it poll may not be done, but it was overwhelmingly winning, so I put my focus into that. I stole that idea from Nick Wetmore. All good ideas are best when stolen and adapted. So thank you, Nick, for doing that on a regular basis and giving me something to steal. So that's it for this episode. We'll see how this comes out. We'll see what you guys think, and we'll see where we go from here.
That wasn't terrible.
That was pathetic. Boo.
Nerdy Legion.
Nerdylegion.com.